me? You mean me, personally? How nice of you to ask! I was born a poor green inkling, the youngest child of a family of 18,487. My male parents had to work hard to support us, very hard, but each of my brothers and sisters and I tried to help out to make ends meet. The female parent was kind and sweet to all of us. Why, she once even called me by name! She said, "Forever! Forever! What a treat, a golden memory. I swiftly matured into a fine example of my species with my parents' assistance. Achieved independence. Specifically, they pried me from the door jamb and rolled me into the street. Thus prepared, I set out to make my fortune. I had great dreams in those days. Yes, great dreams! I knew that someday I would be vastly rich, wealthy enough to afford a large, well-fortified mansion. Surrounding my mansion would be vast tracts of land through which I could slide at any time I wished. Of course, one can never be too sure that there aren't monsters hiding just behind the next bush, so I would plant trees to climb at regular, easy-to-reach intervals. And being a spotty of the world, I would know that some monsters climb trees, though often not well, so I would have my servants place in each tree a basket of perfect stones. Not too heavy, not too light, just the right size for throwing at monsters. I was thinking about what color the stones would be painted. Aqua, mauve, or magenta, when a vegetable cart came careening down the street outside my house and knocked me unconscious. When I awoke, I was aboard the void ship Star Runner, headed for Earth. Apparently, I had been out of my head for quite some time after the accident, and with the assistance of some kind strangers, had been relieved of my funds and convinced to join the Navy, where I have been unpleasantly employed for the last 25 years.